Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about Season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow-up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Cooper Smith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive Season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
So I want to talk about charter guest Dolores. The first night they have a kind of a Great Gatsby dinner and they ask you to join them, Captain Lee.
I definitely had an inkling that she was going to be more than a handful.
Dolores is drunker than a four-peckered goat.
We got
Yeah, I don't know what wound her up.
Liquor.
May have been a contributing factor. And I kind of got the sense from the rest of the guests that she was wearing thin on them as well, because she was definitely wearing thin on my ass.
Oh, did I hear a general alarm go off?
I know, we can dress you up, but we just can't take you away.
Let me drive the rest of your night.
Thank you so much.
I have a hard time hiding that stuff. I thought I did pretty well.
Gotta get the water. Right now. Right now.
Jane, can you come to the swim platform immediately, please?
I'm away.
Somebody called me and said, Dolores is going to jump in the water. And then I saw that f*** you look in her eye.
You are not getting in the water. If I have to come in and get in the water,
yeah,
I am
going to
be pissed. And you are not going
to
be happy. You are not getting in the water.
Those are sharks, Dolores. You don't like sharks.
Oh, my God!
Son of a bitch.
Sure as there she went.
When you're chartering out a big, super expensive super yacht and you have a drink, you know, people end up doing funny stuff. And, you know, she wanted to go for a swim. I don't really see the problem in it, you know. I honestly, if I was in her situation and I was one of the guests, I'd have jumped in with her. The only reason I didn't is because I probably didn't have a change of clothes spare.
Dolores!
I get the safety concern. Like, I totally respect and understand why Captain Lee was furious. You know, I get that. And she completely did not listen to him. And he's the captain. And, like, I get why that was horrible. What's so wrong with this woman floating on her back on the moonlight in the water? Like, I've done that a million times in the middle. And I've done that in the middle of nowhere without, like, people watching me. Anyway.
If you're going to f*** it up, I mean, f*** it really up. And she did it. Tick.
Charter guests are free to really do whatever they want. But when it becomes a safety issue and you saw how angry Captain Lee was, it was a full-on situation.
The Caribbean, when it gets dark, and once you get outside that loom that we cast just from the boat itself, anything goes wrong. We're never going to find her. she can be hollering and we think she's over there when actually she's over here. Because you have no sense of direction at all as to where sound is coming from. It's one of the most unsafe things I can think of.
Do I need to jump in?
Yeah, I think you should jump in. Quickly take off this.
I'll go get her.
Where is she?
She's over there. Are you okay if James jumps in? He's got his...
No.
Francesca wants James to jump in and help Dolores out.
Oh, hell no. And,
right.
No.
What?
No.
What is James going to do?
I don't know what his abilities are. And now I've got two people in the water that I have to keep track of. Where I've just doubled my problem.
I don't think I was going to jump in, because if I was going to jump in, I'm a weak swimmer. I think I'd struggle to get back to the boat myself. I love how she radioed me in like a professional circumstance, like I'd be of any benefit in this circumstance. I think she basically just called me over just to have a look. Yeah, I think Francesca may have pushed her in just so I'd take my top off and jump in and save her. You know. It all jumps to these accusations.
I don't care if she's a good swimmer.
She's had a lot of wine to drink.
She's drunk.
You're right.
I don't need dead bodies here.
Can I have some bacon?
You can't have anything. You need to get your goddamn ass back to this boat now.
That never has happened. I've never unloaded on a guest like that.
Do you know that she'd asked me prior to me going down to bed, can I please have fish food? And I'm like, I don't think we have fish food on board. And she's like, that's okay. Just give me some bread. And I'm like, okay, I'll organize some bread for you to feed the fish. She's like, yeah, I love to feed the fish. I'm like, okay.
You stepped over the line. I'm not going to tolerate this behavior much longer.
I have paid a lot.
I don't give a shit what you paid.
Please don't ruin our time.
Your charter just ended.
As far as I was concerned, that charter is over. No amount of ass kissing in the world is going to make me change my mind about that. Now I've got a real good sandwich.
So Elizabeth, you tell some of the crew the next day about your kiss with James.
Did you guys get in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Yes.
No way.
Is it just you and James? It's just me and James in the hot tub.
And?
I don't know how this happened, but I guess we kissed.
Yeah, my memory of that is literally like rolling out of bed and there's Ashling and Rob. I'm just looking at them like, and they're like, it's almost like they knew. They're like, why are you so happy? And I think I just told them right away. I'm like, oh my God. Maybe I figured they'd find out. So I wanted to just like put it out themselves.
Not really easy telling everybody.
I literally just been cleaning hot tub with James's jizz in it.
Okay.
And then the next day you had me clean your jizz out of the hot tub.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You f***ing said, you liar.
What's next question?
Try and hide it. Obviously it didn't happen. He didn't bang in the hot tub and I didn't clean out his jizz, along with the mold and the skin cells and everything else that was festering at the bottom of that.
Hold on. How often does that jacuzzi get cleaned?
Because you never f***ing cleaned it.
How did you sleep last night?
Great. How did you sleep?
Good. I had a good 8-9 hours.
It's a bit awkward.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
She kind of like boasted about it being like, oh, me and James, and everyone was kind of like, well, duh, obvious. And then he'd come down the stairs and into the crew mats and we're all like And he was just like, what? You know, James is like, what? Do I look good? Oh my God, James loves any bit of attention. He was just like, oh my God, yes, they noticed.
Were you surprised that James and Elizabeth got together?
Not really. I think they're like so as vain as each other. You know, they're pretty into themselves and I think they make a good match. It would be weird if like, you know, one of us hooked up with like one of those guys, you know, it would be weird if like, you know, an intelligent person hooked up with a silly, stupid person.
I love that.
When James hears that, Elizabeth, you seem to have told people about, you know, the hot tub, about kissing, he doesn't seem very happy.
Tosh, no.
It was written all over my face this morning and they asked and I couldn't lie.
Oh my God, like, tell me I'm gonna get in trouble for having a big mouth right now. But I mean, everybody I felt like would have found out anyway. So I don't know, maybe we could have kept it our own thing. Maybe that's a regret I have. Maybe it's not. These are things I think about.
Elizabeth, why do you think James was not happy that you told other people?
I just thought about it because he still wanted a chance to get with the other girls and he didn't want to be like a thing with me. And I'm realizing it right now. Damn it. I'm so naive. I thought we did have a little bit more of a connection that he had with Francesca and even Ash at that point.
He had a really good connection with Rob.
Yeah. True.
Oh yeah.
I actually quite yep, right there.
Oh, sex.
The hottest thing I've seen since quarantine started.
There may be some rumors spreading around today. Just know that they are all false.
Does this rumor have anything to do with what you were doing last night?
It's just a rumor. Pay no mind, it'll go away.
I knew he'd find out eventually, but again, to be fair, there's a million things I'd rather talk about than me hooking up with a girl, so.
I knew it right away, because a lot of times there's admission in denial, especially when James says it with a wink. Look, if someone comes up to you and says, don't believe any rumors about what you heard in the hot tub last night. No, I didn't believe him for a second.
And actually, props to James, because he didn't tell. And you know how, like, gentlemen never tells. He didn't go around saying, like, oh, like, I banged Elizabeth in the hot tub last night, like, stuff like that. Kept it really coy. I think he kept it coy probably because he was being a gentleman. I think Elizabeth kept it coy because if Francesca found out, then she might have shot her. But, yeah, I was not surprised at all. Like, they vibed really well. And, you know, they're both kind of horny people. And, you know, if you find someone that you vibe with and you want to bang, then go forth and bang.
You find out during the preference sheet meeting that this group of charter guests are boat people.
Tina and Mark Milani. They're avid boaters. They socialize at their local yacht club. They have a handful of fellow shipmate friends who will be coming along on the charter.
They're going to be trouble.
Boat people are know-it-alls. They think they know everything about everything.
You guys have a boat.
We all do.
Oh, yes. You all do. We're all at boats.
That's great.
You get somebody with like a, you know, some crackerjack license and they think they're sailors. You know, they're not sailors, they're just weekend warriors. Most, you know, boat people, especially people who define themselves as boat people, you're kind of like, you know, you're talking about my life here. Like, this is what I do for a living. You know, it's not so trivial as just being a boat person. Like,
and real boat people don't brag that they're boat people.
Once these charter guests come on board, they seem to have a lot of requests.
Plan so far, right now, is horseback riding.
Yes. Ponies on the beach, okay. Whoop whoop.
We don't want horses, we want to go to town and go shopping.
No, we want ponies on the beach, ponies on the beach.
Oh my gosh. Beach picnic or lunch here?
Where do we go?
Put the slide up.
No, I mean, it's so unrealistic. All that stuff was never going to happen. It's impossible.
I mean, they're out there for pretty much 2.5 days, you know, like half day, full day, half day. You know, you got one day, pretty much one full day to get everything you want in. Like, that's it's just not
ludicrous.
Rational. It's just ludicrous. It's not a rational thought to think you can do all that in one day. It's just not possible.
Oh my God, Gap.
We just got bombarded. Wait, they want to do it all at once.
We don't have enough people to do everything all at once.
Exactly.
You want everything under the sun. And I got to do what my favorite thing to do. I got to say no. I mean, you don't get to say no often on a mega yacht, but when you do, it just gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. I was like, nah.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to BravoTV.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content. And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday. Bye. Eric, it is finally here.
What, 2021?
Well, yes. And The Office is now streaming on Peacock.
That's right. Every season of the iconic series is available to stream starting January 1st. It's the perfect binge as working from home continues this winter.
My all-time favorite episode is The Dinner Party, Season 4, Episode 13. Just amazing.
I still crack up when I think of Michael's line, "I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious."
Watch The Office on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com for more.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me one more time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.